Blog Talk Radio.
The following show has been rated for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. The opinions of the host are exactly those, the opinions of the host, so don't get all bent out of shape, jackass. And if you don't like it, keep your mouth shut, because we don't give a shit.
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
Hey, everybody! We're all gonna get laid!
I'll follow your soul!
Come get some.
That's right. Oh boy, how loud can I be in here? That's right, everybody. It's time to get laid. It's time once again for Tumbling with Tumbleweed, the very special Friday edition, the Tumbling with Tumbleweed Cleveland Comedy Festival Spectacular, live from downtown Cleveland, almost downtown. We are here at the Gypsy Bean, right, Jason?
Yes, we are. Gypsy Bean.
Gypsy Bean, that's where it's at. We're kicking it down here, so you can come down here and not find us because we're in a secret room. So go fuck yourselves. Otherwise, John Wellington's in the room, John.
Hello.
There you go. That's all you need to... I know it looks weird. We're coming in here very ghetto style. We have two laptops and a cell phone. We're like, yeah, John, we do this all the time. We do this for like a year and a half now. It's really great. So,
yeah, I wasn't expecting a microphone.
Yeah. Right. You know, who needs that kind of stuff? Like, I couldn't even open my water bottle, okay? It was just
you
like...
You did this walking down the street.
I've done it. We've done it. We've driven around... I've gone from city to city.
At funeral?
Yeah, you know, you just put the phone in your pocket, you know, and be like, hey, Uncle Ed, how's it going? So, but either way, I got to open up the chat room. So anyways, you can call in if you want to call in and be part of the show. You do know the number is area code 914-338-1032. You can call in and discuss any of the topics that we bring up. We are, of course, going to be talking a lot about comedy, the Cleveland Comedy Festival. This is the third annual Cleveland Comedy Festival. And last year, I went to one of the shows, and John promised me a spot on one of the bills, and I guess this is what I get. So there you go. Welcome to it. The chat room's open. I'm in there. Jason will be there in a minute. Jason, did I even introduce you guys, or did I?
No, we're not formally introduced.
Jason, this is John. John, this is Jason.
Nice to meet you.
You'll need to wash your hands. You need to wash your hands. Don't forget that.
You should ask him to go from a New York People show.
Who? What? I'm doing that. Hey, listen, I don't see nothing on here. Wait a minute. Is there something on this calendar?
Well, yeah, that's an issue. But
I don't see anything on here.
An issue with our advertising. But,
right. They didn't want anything to do with it.
No. I sent that address, but another one got put on there by mistake. But.
You know, I'm not worried about it. I'm used to it.
It's going to be a good show. It's no excuses. That's what happens.
No, that's what we do. We have no excuses.
There are no excuses.
Do we know anybody at what time? You don't even know. I know we're
busy. Like, you know.
Okay.
I mean, that's what time it usually started, right?
Well, we tried.
12 or 11.
We tried.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you listening who have listened to the show in the past, Melville's texting me now. Now I got to use my microphone. Text Melville back. I'm doing it. For those of you who have listened before and heard me talk about the comedy path, John was there back in the day. Of No Excuses.
That's when he first started.
And just so everybody knows, now that Jim Tooze is moving to New York, and everybody talks about how great Jim Tooze is and how they, I had him on my stage. I'll tell you what, I had him on my stage before anybody else.
You did.
He was there first.
Right.
And I'm not bitching, but I didn't get any credit for that. No. I was the guy who shut down the PA system when the dude started making fun of everybody. Remember that? He was like... started making fun of Jim and his beret, and I was like, I've had enough of this.
Right.
Click. I don't think he'd want to be remembered. I don't think he wants to remember.
Yeah, he was trying to do a French Foreign Legion bit there for a while, and it just didn't work out.
Right. No letter to cigarettes, but...
Not yet. No.
We were all young and foolish and naive back then.
I think we got one of our comics.
All right on. I'm just going to try and finish this tech stuff here. 6 minutes in Detroit. What is, I keep wanting to call this place the Angry Bean. That's just small bean. So if you want to call in, like I said, the number is 914-338-1032. We can take live calls. We will be going until 5. We can go after that if, well, somebody tickles me the right way. Otherwise,
it'll be me again. I'll stay there.
Jason does not want anything to do with that. So me and Jason are in the chat room. Excellent. Okay, so what's going on?
Dan Wilbur.
Dan Wilbur. How you doing? Don Anderson.
Nice to meet you.
Jason Corbin. Here for the comedy festival.
Yeah.
I hope this thing picks up. Right?
Yeah, you might want to spice this up a little bit.
Is it kind of,
really ghetto or, you know, like,
we're not trying to change the world here.
Here for the comedy festival.
We're showing what goes on behind the curtain here. We're offering you water. We're already on the air.
I
didn't want you to come and crash.
Some dude's jamming a phone. Talking to my phone. I thought
you guys were just chilling in here.
No, we can't.
We can't start the podcast yet. Hey, can you leave me a voicemail message? You know. I feel like playing chess in this room or something. I don't know.
Well, they said we could make it bigger, but, you know, there's just us right now.
There's two other shows coming. So. Keep it small. Two other shows. I'm the first show. Chris Klem is the second show.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing a lot less random sports references. I don't know.
Right.
I haven't seen him in like a year. I think probably should not. Well, that's right.
I haven't seen anybody in any time.
Okay.
I mean, it's been a long time. Well, John?
I have no idea.
You gotta go up on stage.
You
that's
a qualification,
right?
Well, it's stand-up.
Right.
Some people say you're not comic until you get paid for it, in which case, you know.
You've been paid, though.
None of us.
No excuse to pay me some money.
There you go. So you're a comedian.
It's been a while, but yes. Okay, there we go. It is now official. For anybody who doesn't know, Jason, in case you didn't know, I am a comedian.
There you go.
Congrats. Congratulations.
I'm actually done.
Pulling out the comedy scepter now and dubbing him.
Yes.
Dubbing him a night of sadness.
I was.
A night of desperation.
Yeah, have you cried yourself?
Yeah.
Not a comedy after a really good bombing.
I'm still getting over the divorce, okay? So, I mean, that's, you know.
Then, yeah, you should have a welcome.
I cry after I do well. When I bomb, I'm like, I feel alive again. When I kill, I'm like,
fuck. You do well.
Are we going clean?
No.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Okay.
Okay. No, I think I'm terrible.
If I do well tonight and tomorrow, I'm going to say, these people are
there.
John handed me the schedule, and I'm going to look at this for, of course, the millionth time, because I've done nothing but study Cleveland Comedy Festival.
Right.
Okay, shit. Wednesday. That's not today. That's next week. What's today? The 19th. Friday at the Hermit Club, Al Jackson and the Time Warner Cable Contest shows. 8 p.m. and 10 p.m.? No? Is that what we're talking about?
I'm doing 8 p.m.
Yeah, he's 8 p.m. Saturday.
Saturday. Okay.
But I love Al Jackson. So whoever's listening to this can go
see Al Jackson.
Al Jackson.
We have a hook for
him. And then come see me after that.
Well, you'll have to come the next day. The next night is also.
I highly encourage people to come yesterday and to come tonight.
Plan on going
to every show of the Cleveland Comedy Festival.
Because it's really just...
It's really good.
What is it?
It's a really good lineup.
5 days of just fun. Right?
What's that?
5 days of just fun.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we try to put every, you know, a show every night, whether it could be a free show or a paid show. There's open mic going on. So even if you're a comic coming into town, there's plenty of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Harry Potter
just came out.
Yeah, you can go
watch Harry Potter. Well, there's a lot of Harry Potter stuff going on nowadays, especially with that movie coming out.
There's a Brooks Brothers downtown. If you're a comedian, get ready to buy some ties, study some magic.
No, ladies tonight, I think Cranky.
Yeah, I'm on
Cranky.
Are you on the Cranky
thing?
I'm on Cranky tonight. you know, you're going to be huge. I didn't want to plug that because this was, I thought this was
well,
all...
Well, later. That's
didn't even come.
Oh,
okay. Then.
That's a part of the festival.
Oh, okay, then, yeah. Come be crazy. Forget about Al Jackson. He sucks.
Right.
That's
right. Oh, okay.
So this show will be pretty much done by the time you guys
yeah.
are.
It'll be good. It'll be a really good time.
A good time will be had by all at Cranky's. Where's Cranky's at? Oh, wait, right there, West 25th.
West 25th.
Cleveland versus Out of Towner show. That's tonight.
What's the competition?
I don't know about competition, but it does say it's a show. Are you?
No,
I
think you would be on Cleveland.
I think I'd be on the Cleveland side.
Yeah.
Born and raised. This place that we're in, my friend, Nicky's.
No good? No good at all?
Very distorted.
Very distorted. No, see, like, I'm used to doing this, like, me and him, and we just keep it, like, between us. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have him move over here. How about that?
Okay.
That would be easier. That way we can hear everybody. And we'll just talk about, yeah, because, you know, everybody.
I was going to get a coffee.
You want
that? Because I'd be like,
no, I did. I'll get it. Oh, I
really
want.
No, dude, I can't do that.
No, it's all right. I've got an open thing over there.
He has an open coffee tab. That's what we have going on here.
Yeah. Any flavor?
Coffee.
If they got it, like vanilla or like.
All right.
Coffee.
They always, I know they have like weird ones.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Right. Really? Really. Okay, so now we're going to try this all over again.
Okay.
We're going to start all over again.
Just not the creaky table doesn't like...
I mean, it just feels like, I don't know, cologne. But see, I don't know, the mask in the corner is kind of creepy. It's like an owl.
Very scary.
Like almost like an owl with a goatee.
And then there's like still like the first-year painter Dave's.
Right.
First-year, 50-year-old painter painted a duck. There's no name on it even. I think they bought him in a mall.
There's no.
And then there's other things. There's like real Cleveland art.
Right.
There's like real Cleveland art. Then there's like an owl mask.
And then,
like a picture of a cat from Target.
And then the Hong Kong Harbor picture. That's the one that really blows my mind.
Yes.
It's very colorful. It's a very colorful picture. But I don't want to know what it has to do with. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Well, where would you rather be?
I'd rather be in Cleveland.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I could speak Clevelandese. So
Cleveland, it's weird that there's a place in Lakewood that serves Brooklyn lager for $1 if you're a comic there. And I live in Brooklyn, and it's like $7.
Right.
Brooklyn lager there. It doesn't make any sense. So I would much rather, I mean, I guess Hong Kong's probably pretty cheap too, but Cleveland.
Right.
Cleveland is the China.
we are the gateway.
North America.
As it says there, the gateway to China, we must be the gateway to the.
The guy actually paid me to drink.
Sometimes you need to. It's kind
investing
of hard.
In people consuming.
Yeah.
What a town.
What a town. So you're from Cleveland?
Yeah.
Born and raised?
Yes. Ohio City.
Now, see, you hear a lot of talk about Ohio City, but you never hear of anybody, like Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You never hear of anybody born and raised
in
Ohio. Well,
I do know one guy who was born and raised in Las Vegas.
Probably a neighbor.
Yeah.
Best friend, something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably just to prove you wrong.
there's more than one of them.
I know somebody.
There's two people.
Yeah, there's two people.
Okay.
One person. I lived in Fairview Park for the childhood, and then we moved when I was like 13. To Ohio City, and then that's where I come home to.
Fair enough. How long have you been doing comedy?
5 years or more. More than 5 years. Since I started when I was 18, and now I'm almost 24.
So that's almost 6 years.
Almost six. My anniversary was in early summer. Thanks.
You got a full point of voting.
No, I'm just checking.
He's checking his high score. Over. I turn around, he's got spades. He's like, what the hell are you doing behind me, man? I'm trying to. Okay.
Oh, I got a message.
So,
when did you
get paid to do comedy?
I got paid to get off the stage.
Oh, okay.
That's
good.
It was more. Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah, yeah.
That counts.
It was.
That's like even that says more about you.
Right. Because you know they didn't really know. I think I actually did. I actually got Because when we used to do the open mic out at No Excuses in North Olmsted, they used to give us $50, whoever was hosting. We used to have a revolving cast of hosts. Hey, you want to host a show? We'll give you the $50. Oh, okay, cool. You know, so we get like Wellington and Twos and all them. They all want to come out. My brother used to do comedy and stuff. So they would all come out, you know, whoever wanted, you know, everyone wanted to host. Sure, who doesn't want $50?
Right.
You know, just to go up there and say, next up, Nice Corbin, and then like, watch everybody boo at him. You know, not a big deal. But I did get paid at this place out in Lorraine. Dave Schwenson sent me a letter, said, I need an opener for this guy, and I just need like 10 minutes. And I said, okay, and I went in, and it was like, this was when I was, I'm going to say, not really ready for the stage. I mean, I've been doing it a couple times.
Yeah.
I had the mindset like, hey, man, I'm doing this open mic every week. I can do this, you know. But it didn't work out that well. It really sucked. I bombed horribly, and I felt bad cashing the check.
Yeah.
But
you did it.
I cashed the check.
Right.
I needed the $50. So that was a different $50 from somewhere else. So I never got asked back, and, you know.
Good.
And then, and I had a terrible
you should really, you should push them to put you back on.
I want to call them up.
Yeah,
even if the place closed down, even if it's like he's not around anymore, I want to call the old owners.
I know I can do it this time.
Just let me, come on, just open the place up one time. Can I use your kitchen? Or just anything at all. So, that's, man, I needed a drink.
Okay.
See these fancy coffee places.
This is Gypsy Bean.
Gypsy Bean.
Lattes. They have like all kinds of weird lattes.
Well, I'm feeling smarter already.
Yeah.
I'm drinking smart water. Yes. So that helps.
What is it? The Appalachian.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Okay, she can hear better now.
Is it good?
Okay, cool.
So we're supposed to talk about...
We're doing a show tonight
at Cranky's.
At Cranky's on West
25th. Or 11 p.m.
11 p.m.
Whenever it starts.
Cleveland versus the Out-of-Towners.
And I am a Cleveland out-of-towner.
So you're...
I live in Brooklyn, but I will be representing
Cleveland. No, are you talking Brooklyn, Ohio, or Brooklyn, New York?
Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, so...
Well, most of the time when people mention Brooklyn, and I'm not saying that I know this for a fact, but I'm pretty sure Biggie was rapping about... he was rapping about Brooklyn, Ohio, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could have been. I mean, it's old school enough.
Yeah.
Right.
He was actually born and raised. Brooklyn, Ohio. Isn't that just part of Cleveland?
I always heard he went to Normandy, but I don't know. That's, you know,
wow.
It could be anything. So
Brooklyn, yeah. Brooklyn, New York.
Yes. As a matter of fact, so you've been doing comedy for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
When did you move to Brooklyn?
I was in New York for a couple summers during school, and then I moved to Brooklyn officially about a year and a half ago.
Okay, so you started out here doing comedy?
I started out in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Poughkeepsie, New York.
In a tiny diner.
That's my turn.
In a cafe.
Right. Someplace, maybe a room like this?
Yeah, it actually looked like this.
Without the creepy owl mask in the corner?
Started up shows. It's pretty much, there's the secret show that I did last night that Ramon puts on. It's pretty much that, except they served food.
Oh.
So it's like just a really crummy room.
Yeah.
And I did 35 minutes. Crap. And I think I kept one joke for my first year of comedy.
Yeah.
But I really started doing it like three times a week or so in my second year, and then I started doing it like every night. I've probably been doing it every night for a couple years now.
Excellent. We should expect a lot from you tonight.
So much. Everyone
Saturday, because also Saturday.
Saturday is at the Hermit Club at 8
for Hermit.
But there's plenty of other shows that everyone should go to.
Well, there's shows all week long.
Every single show.
I mean, let's talk about Wednesday the 24th, really. What is going on? No, we're not going to talk about that right now. Okay, we're being joined in the room also by other comedians, people I haven't seen in a while. Yeah, you talk about...
Change the...
Yeah, just so everybody knows. So ghetto.
This is the mic.
This is the microphone.
Is right here.
Yeah, then we take phone calls. So if somebody calls, you got to listen very carefully as well.
Can we talk about stuff I do?
Yeah, let's talk about what kind of comedy you do. Where
it
comes from?
The stand-up variety. Someone called me the other day. Called me the consumer comic, which I think is so sad. I am a yuppie. He like nailed it because I only have jokes about like Zipcar and Netflix and jeans and like trends of things. But it's just because I don't buy. I'm sort of addicted to like buying maybe like used books for $3 a pop. Maybe that's the thing that I buy a lot. But otherwise, I rarely purchase clothes. So when I go there, it's like a big thing. So like I went to Urban Outfitters and they were like, you know, it was just weird to me. Like it's so foreign. It's been like 2 years since I bought a pair of jeans. Everything's got holes in it. I was like, I guess I got to buy a pair of jeans.
Right.
And I was like, I'm looking for jeans. These all look like it would never fit me. And the lady's like, what size are you? And I was like, 36-30. And she's like, that's a weird size. Like, is it? That's like everyone's size. And then I was like, I'm standing right here. I'm the guy. I didn't say I was buying the jeans for my friends who shaped like a corn dog. It's me.
Isn't there like standard numbers when people talk about
36,
jeans? 36-30.
That's like normal dude.
Right.
Normal
something 30. In mid-30s, if you match them up, I mean, you know, it works out. I was just thinking the same thing yesterday. I was going home. I just got divorced last year, so I hadn't bought any clothes, well, obviously, since then. But I was doing this exact same thing. I was like, you know what? I need some new clothes. And then I start thinking about it. You go to the store, you start looking. You're like, I don't even know. You know, wow, this looks really cool, but I don't think I should be walking around, you know, with a Smurf T-shirt on.
Right, right.
I mean, as cool as the blue is and brings my eyes out, it doesn't work. So.
Yeah, I have a big one-up shirt, you know, that my girlfriend got me, actually, like a big Mario mushroom that's green that says one up, and I think that just says to everyone that's spoken for.
Right.
If you're not dating, you live in your parents' basement, and that's it. Like if you're not dating someone who got that for you as like a joke, you're wearing it because
you
don't have any money,
or you just need another life.
Yeah, you need something. Yeah. You need some. Please get me out of this. That's what that shirt says. Like, please help me.
How do I level up out of here?
Yeah.
Nice.
Love's not just pushing buttons. That's my message to everyone.
Fair enough.
How many people are listening?
I have to it's pretty much, we have one. There's somebody on the phone line.
Dave.
That's not Dave. That's not all show Dave. No. That's somebody else. But what I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and play a commercial. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, of course. I will talk to you more if you'd like it.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to jump in on any conversation that happens in here.
Yeah.
I guess we can go ahead and I'll play a commercial, which will only be about 30 seconds, and we can play musical chairs, right? And it'll be awesome. It'll be great. And then plus it's an awesome commercial.
Hey, everybody. This is Donnie Anderson from Tumbling with Tumbleweed, and I'm here with my daughter, Sophia, who has a very special message for all of you. Sophie?
Listen to Tumbling with Tumbleweed, or my daddy will kill you.
I will. Live Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
Stage window. But yeah, someone's going to get
it. See this? This is my boomstick.
That's right. Speaking of boomsticks, we are now joined. I got to wipe my hand off because it's been a while. It's been a while, right?
No, very long.
It's been a long, long time. Mark Colella joining us. How have you been, sir? My hand's frozen.
Newly divorced, so we're both in divorce.
Oh, hey, right on. Blowing, I don't even know. I'm still learning the all that stuff. I didn't know.
You want to join divorce club?
I can do that. Do we know how to talk about it?
Yeah, the first rule of divorce club is we never talk about divorce club.
Okay, so give me some more information.
All right. So we're going to start having meetings probably here at the Gypsy Bean once a week.
Okay.
And we'll cry over pictures of our children.
Okay, very. I was just going to say, our children.
I have no children,
but
I was imagining you might have them.
Right? I can bring you a picture of mine.
Yeah.
And you can use
and
that.
I can cry over your kids' pictures.
That would be excellent.
So, yeah, she left me August 20th.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is recent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of rough.
Yeah.
Now, are you living back up here? Because the last time I saw you, you were living somewhere else.
I was living in Savannah, probably, Georgia.
Yes.
With the wife.
Okay. So did that all happen
down
there?
We got married down there, yeah.
Right. And then didn't you get divorced down there? So.
No.
No, up here.
Yeah, I came back up here, like, after. We didn't work out. We were there about a year and a half. I was working the road a lot, though, when I was down there.
I know I saw a lot of your posts or texts or whatever. I don't even know what I was reading, but I saw your name.
Yeah.
And it would always be on somewhere. And I was always like, hey, I know that dude, and he's somewhere.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
But nobody knows him, but I do.
Yeah.
But I'm not there, so it would never matter.
No, I'm here in Cleveland.
And then so you came back.
Came back.
And then she's...
out of the picture.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yeah.
It's quick. I mean, that's only been, what, 2 months? August, September, 3 months.
September, October, November. Yeah, 3 months as of tomorrow, right?
Something like that.
Today the 19th?
Nobody's keeping track of time. Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, today's
the 19th. Tomorrow we'll have to have a 3 month mark a single anniversary or something.
Right on.
Something of that nature.
Now, this is something that she brought on?
Yeah, she left me.
Is this part of your act now? Do you use this? Just, no.
I actually do.
I haven't gotten that far.
You want me to work in some of my jokes in normal conversation?
No, because I'm trying to bring up some of my heartbroken torment. I'm like, you know, it's been a while for me. You know,
yeah.
I moved to Columbus with her. We got married up here. We moved to Columbus. We had a kid. We have a little daughter. She's 4 years old. And she went to nursing school, and the whole plan was, hey, I'm going to go to nursing school. I'll become a nurse. I'll get a good job.
Yeah.
You can go do your thing.
This gets very close to home, Donnie.
Right?
She was supposed to do the exact same thing for me.
And she says, you go do your thing.
Couldn't pass school.
And then, no, mine made it. Yeah, no, mine made it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, obviously not. Look at me.
Well, yeah.
I'm sitting in the Gypsy Bean with a phone in my hand talking to you, where it shouldn't be like that.
No.
No, it shouldn't. She ended up going to school. She got her LPN. She got a job. And then she comes home one day and goes, you know what? I think you're a bum, and you need to go. And it was just like, well, where's my chance?
Were you watching the kid for
her? I was watching the kid. She had horses. We had a farm. She breeded horses and shit. So I was getting dragged across the pasture by horses and shit. It was disgusting.
Well, that doesn't sound like you're being a bum. That sounds like you're being dragged by a horse across the pasture.
Right. It's not me being a bum. It was her being a bitch.
Oh.
That's what it ended. It was a B word.
Yeah.
It was the wrong person.
Uh-huh.
And it was the wrong word. So it's not.
Was that your comeback when she called you a bum? You're like, well, you're a bitch.
Well, no, because I wanted to save it, you know. Plus, I just had my daughter do it.
Okay.
And, you know, when I pack her up, send her off, I whisper in her ear, like, don't forget your mommy's bitch.
Oh, all right.
And then I always hear her when she gets in the car. What? How do you get out? So
you have, what's that called? Can you share custody?
Yes. Yeah. I see my daughter every weekend. I'm here right now instead of picking her up.
So you're the fun guy.
Your
wife, ex-wife has to be like the, you know.
She's a nurse.
She's a regimented Monday through Friday person.
She's got to be serious. She's already married.
I think, again?
Again. We got divorced. The divorce is official in this past December.
Uh-huh.
And she just got married this past September.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was she seeing him, you think, before?
Oh, yeah. No, I do that. I would come home from work, and there were beer bottles in the garbage can.
Are you serious?
Right.
She was cheating on you.
Oh, yeah. And, going to the bathroom and the toilet seat was up. Now, listen, as a person who lives in a house with a wife and a female daughter,
because uh-huh.
most daughters are female, and usually, hopefully, for most people, your daughter
is female. I don't remember her being that dumb. She at least cleaned up after herself.
She's dumb.
It was Wellington.
No, she's dumb. She's funny. John's like, wait a minute.
I don't remember her being dumb. I remember her clearing it out.
I swear to God, I put this beat down.
John's a cuckold right there.
Yeah.
See?
You son of a bitch. No wonder I'd ever had your phone number.
That's John's favorite word, by the way.
Cuckold?
Cuckold.
Nice. But, yeah, no, there was a little clues like that. You know, the toilet seat being out, beer bottles in the garbage can.
Yeah, pictures of her and him, like, in the frame.
Right, like, it happened to me. Why is my picture down? Why am I not, you know? The kids call me, you know.
Did you meet Honey?
Eventually?
He came to the house once. When she went to the, it was weird.
Of course
he
did.
Cause, well, see, here's what happened. So we decided, we sat down like adults, and we just, because we have children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, everything's about the child. You got to make sure the child's happy, everything's cool. So we sat down, and she says, okay, you need to go. And I said, okay, fine, I'll go. I'll go right now. I'll leave. I'm gone. I'm done. I'm out. And she goes, well, no, stay till the end of the lease. We were renting a farm. She goes, stay till the end of the lease.
Yeah, make it all uncomfortable for us both.
Right. So you can go move into my daughter's room. My daughter goes sleep with her in her bed now. You know, so now I got to explain to her. And she says, no, stay here, and then you can work, and you can save up money.
And you should have said, so when's your boyfriend moving in?
I never like talking about Popsicle Boy because that's what I call Popsicle Boy, because one day my daughter comes in the kitchen and she goes, hey Daddy, can I have a Popsicle? And I was like, I don't have any Popsicles here. She's like, Michael has Popsicle.
Whoa.
And it's just like, who's Michael? It's like, wait, who?
He's
what?
Always got a Popsicle.
Yeah, how the fuck does he have a Popsicle and how did you get it? You know, I don't like this. I don't like how this turns out.
And that's how I met your wife. They were Popsicle.
They work together. He's a nurse.
Oh.
A male nurse. Now we're getting to it. Oh, you want it? Listen, this was about you about 5 minutes ago.
No, it's not.
All of a sudden, we're turning around.
So you were living with My Little Pony for a while in the bed.
Man, I got stomped. I got stomped on. I got kicked. I got spit on.
Are you going to make a comedy comeback out of all this?
I am. This is the first. This is the very first step. I want to make sure everybody remembers my face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John came up to me and was like, hey, what's going on? And I think he was trying to hit on me.
Okay.
And it was just like, John, it's me, Donnie. And he was like, of course.
I recognize the white beard.
The grayness. I know. I used to have long hair and stuff. But, so she says, stay till the end of the lease in August, and, you know, you can save up some money and stuff. I said, okay, great. So I I'm going to go to work. I call a babysitter. Babysitter comes over. End of the week, I say, hey, we owe the babysitter $80. She says, no, we don't. You do. Because if you want to go to work, you got to pay for the babysitter. How does that work out? That doesn't make any sense. You know, how am I supposed to save money? And then all of a sudden, you know, so the beginning of June, she comes up and she goes, you need to go. It's like, well, not August. I'm not ready. She goes, you got 3 days. Get the fuck out. So I had to leave. So long story short, I left there. I lived down there for a year by myself. I came back here, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we switched over to me. Let's switch back to you.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So how is that similar to your situation?
All right. Well, she was supposed to go to nursing school.
Okay.
She couldn't get past, like, the prereqs. I think she's still working on that right now, but this was like 2003 when she started, you know, getting into the whole nursing aspect.
Okay.
And we're 2010 now, and she's probably still working on a math course to get into the program or something.
Numbers are very important.
So I was my plan was 2005. We'll move to New York. 2006 maybe. She'll be a nurse. You know, I'll be able to work my magic while she does her. Keeps the bills, you know, paid and all that, and I'll be able to, you know, catch up to her eventually. And it never happened.
Yeah. She said, I'm a failure at nursing.
No, never admitted to failure.
Just it's their fault.
Yeah.
I can't believe
it's
it. It's
the man.
Right. They want me to add. I don't know. I understand why they want me to add numbers.
Yeah.
Why is it so important? CCs and milliliters.
Yeah, yeah.
Just jam it. Yeah, just no. Yeah. Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Now, I feel your pain, and I would love to be. I don't know how many members are in the divorce club.
Well, right now, two, me and you.
Okay, good. Yeah. So I made it in. I got past the initiation already.
Marty, he needs to get married first, and then I'm pretty sure after the first couple of days of that, he'll be in the divorce club.
We can order somebody.
Yeah. Like a Russian mail-order bride?
I don't know how long he can keep that.
Marty's too broke. He can't afford
we need
mail.
Well.
I have but he's a problem.
Who doesn't? Right?
Yeah.
That's why everybody's a comedian. Because, well, you need some kind of outlet for the bitch fest.
I'm trying to get a job at the government. They got some program where they hire people that are screwed up.
See, there's Schizo Bill is joining us on the left. We actually met in Columbus, if you remember, the Caribbean Jerks Comedy Festival, or the comedy contest. Craig Doyle was down there. And I popped out there. I was the guy that jumped out of the corner and regretted scaring all you guys. No, not at all. We'll get to go in a minute. We'll finish with Mark.
Yeah, because I got like 3 minutes.
Okay.
I'm cutting you off, Donnie.
I've
got to go to personal physical training. I'm sorry.
I understand. So are you performing this weekend?
Yes, I will be tonight at the Hermit Club at 10 o'clock. Is it 10, John, or 10:15?
10 o'clock.
See, everyone keeps telling me it's 10:15, and I go, no, it's 10 o'clock. So 10 o'clock tonight, Hermit Club. I'll be going up against very funny Ben Palmer, very funny Justin Cash. The other guys I don't know too well. I know Rob Snow. He's all right. So that's
right.
About it.
Yeah. Well, if you need definite information on that, you can go to www.clecomedyfestival. I don't know how you can't like be like Clee Comedy, because people will be like, how do you spell that? CLEComedyFestival.com. You can get tickets there, details, list of comedians, and more. The comedy festival is running from the 19th to the 24th of 2010, so it's not like a year-long thing. It's just 5 days. A lot of comedians. So you're just coming up tonight?
Yeah, just tonight, and then is there some kind of what place we used to do?
Next Wednesday, we're doing a
reunion.
No excuses.
Yeah. At Becky's. I'll be there for that, right?
Wednesday.
So look for me next week, Wednesday, at Becky's.
Well, that'd be great. I could see you twice in the same
night before Thanksgiving, right? And all through the house, not a comic was making a good joke, not even a mouse.
I don't even plan on making it. I don't even plan on making myself laugh.
Yeah.
So.
But you are making a return to the comedy world?
I am.
Okay. Starting with that show?
Probably. Yeah, that's going to be the first.
Okay, so you're going to bomb basically.
Horribly.
Okay.
Horrendously. It's going to be disgustingly sick. Right. I may bring up props.
Okay.
I may have to. I can't get Bobby to come out.
Just bring your kid.
I'll bring my daughter. No, she's going to
be funnier than you.
She's cuter than me. I think she's funny, but...
Well, thanks, Donnie.
Oh, hey,
appreciate
Mark, appreciate it.
Good seeing you again.
We're
going to see you Wednesday.
We're going to see you. Good luck on your... I'm going to a commercial. Not that it doesn't matter. We'll still hear it.
Oh, hey, little girl, what are you doing?
Listening to Tumbling with Tumbleweed. What are you doing, old man?
Hey, should you be listening to a show like that?
Mind your own business.
Wait,
hey, aren't you Donnie Tumbleweed?
I certainly am, and thanks for listening.
Tuesday nights live
on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Actually, it is. Yeah, it is.
I'll follow your soul.
Come get some. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now: Jack and shit. Jack left town.
Got to do everything.
Hey, everybody! We're all gonna get laid.
Huh? Oh, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I guess if I'm in charge, it doesn't matter, right? Okay. We are now back. Oh, he's opening. He's closing. He's open. Oh, yeah.
See this? This is my boomstick.
And once again, we come back with the boomstick. We are now joined by Schizo Bill. Bill, how are you? Nice to see you again. Bill and I met down in Columbus this past August?
Yeah.
Something like that. There was a contest down there, Caribbean Jerks. Craig Doyle and I can't remember his name now. Kirk Robinson.
Yeah.
And then you were down there and a couple other guys. So. Okay. What's been going on with you lately?
Oh, I was in the mental hospital for like 3 months.
And how did that turn out?
Well, identity theft and schizophrenia don't mix very well.
Yeah. Kind of forget who you
are. Can't forget who you are. Then you don't really care for a while because you're... they put I might have dementia on there, too, so I don't know.
Who really knows what's...
It's not an exact science.
But yet they all have educations, allegedly, and they're all supposedly doctors.
Yeah.
So, are you performing this weekend? Where we are?
No, I'm not.
You're not involved?
I didn't get out of the mental hospital in time to sign up for any...
I see. So we're just going to all the shows, checking everybody out?
I'm probably going to do that, yeah.
If I remember correctly, all anybody needs to do is get you a Pepsi and a piece of pizza.
That's right. Kill someone for a can of
SpaghettiOs. I almost bought a can of SpaghettiOs the other day. I didn't bring it, but I did.
Choke a rabbit.
Choke a rabbit every time you take a shower.
I'm very picky eater, and SpaghettiOs are at the top of my food chain.
It's good because you can eat it cold or you can eat it hot.
I always eat it hot.
Well, yeah, I mean, you prefer hot.
In particular.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, you always prefer
but hot. But not real hot.
Right, because you don't want to, because you can burn it. You already burn your mouth. That's hot. I eat SpaghettiOs like a motherfucker. I'm more of a beefaroni guy.
Oh, that's lame.
I like the meat chunks, I guess. I don't know. It just might be meat. But, well, that sucks you're not involved in this. But then again, I guess you had no choice in the matter, right? Okay.
I might be up on Wednesday at Becky's.
Come on up. You're more than welcome. I don't know who's in charge.
I like how he just heard about it. He already got the plug on for it. Correct.
I've been hearing about this for like 2 weeks now, and I'm just now like, Becky's down the street from somewhere.
When I was in law school, I hung out at Becky's all the time, which kind of explains why I punked out of law school.
What law school was it?
Tuesday. Marshall.
I know they are renowned for their something. They have a good basketball.
They have a good library. They get voted something like really best library in the world.
Nice. That's Cleveland State for you. That's what we have to offer for you. Lots of snow, a burning river, and the best library a community college can have. That's not a community college. That's
Cleveland State. No, Cleveland State's a real college.
That's like a real place. My buddy went there. Signed up, but he never went back. It was
I owe a bunch of student loans now. so I don't know what I'm going to do about that.
So we're looking for a job, right? Is that what?
Yeah.
Everybody's looking for a job. That's
Do you got a job?
I do.
Wow.
I know, isn't that weird? I could say I have two, but the other one hasn't called me in like 2 months. So I'm going to say I have one. And I hate it. I hate it with passion.
I get disability.
Well, there you go. So you get a little something.
I get help. And I'm on this program where they hire disabled people called Schedule A Hiring Initiative. I should get my resume into that. Good. I had to get a doctor's letter and a letter from a vocational rehabilitation that says I can work a clerical job.
Right.
And I did all that. I had to volunteer at a place for two weeks to get that letter.
Volunteering is nice, but it sucks because they don't pay you.
They pay me $15 a day.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Forget it. You got something out of it. That's better than jury.
They call it a stipend.
Okay. Right. For food. I gotcha. They'd be like, hey, we got to pay for your lunch and stuff. So there's $15.
And my transportation that they bring me lunch for a bus trip.
That's that. I'd be taking a cab. Come out in style. Yellow cab. No. Okay, never mind.
I took a cab the other day that cost me $32.
Cabs are expensive as shit. I haven't ridden. I'll walk. It's cheaper. You can buy. Huh?
Cabs are
fancy. Cabs are fancy, though. You can pull it up in a cab. People are like, there's a big spender. You know? Fuck the limo. Fuck the Hummer. He's in a cab. He doesn't give a shit. You know? That's great. We drove. I think the last time I drove in a cab was in Chicago. Before my back surgery, like 2 days before my back surgery, and I was in such pain. I was on steroids, and I was on painkillers. I was on Vicodins, Percocets. I was walking dogs all day. For those of you who don't know what walking dogs is, Jason? Oh, never mind. Yeah, right. That's our secret code. And alcohol, all kinds of stuff. And we went on, my wife at the time said, we've got to buy a new car. And I said, okay, great. We're going to buy this car as soon as we're going to Chicago. I said, I don't know why we got to go to Chicago and buy a car, but okay, let's go. It was like a honeymoon.
Was there a male nursing convention in Chicago?
Fuck you.
I got to get a car. My car got smashed.
I got a car that's about to smash itself. It's like a transformer, only reverse. Instead of turning into like a cool robot, it just turns into a hunk of shit. It's not a great, you know. That's what I was looking up. I was looking up on the internet the most frequently stolen cars of 2009, 2010. And luckily for me, personally, the 1992 Oldsmobile Delta Deluxe is not on that list. Okay? That's what I had. That's what I... No, she's driving that car. I'm getting the car that didn't drive us to Chicago because we needed a rental to get us to Chicago.
I drove an 88 Oldsmobile through California. No airbags, barely seatbelts. And it was literally like I had that moment when it's like when they say they don't make them like this anymore. They literally mean they don't make Oldsmobile past what 94 or something like that. Like that car doesn't exist because
now they make them safe.
They can save now.
It wasn't dangerous for the driver to drive those cars because it was the people. Yeah, if you hit somebody,
if you got hit on the side, everyone was dead except for the driver.
Right. That's what I say to him. Like Jason will tell you, my car is a fucking death trap. All right. My seatbelt doesn't work. What? It makes popcorn sounds when you hit the brakes. Right.
There's some shit. Smells really bad. That's the body in the trunk. I have no sense of smell.
See, I could sell you my car, and it wouldn't even stink for you. Right. I have a daughter. She's been putting candy and shit in seats for 4 years now. Well, I haven't even had the car for 4 years, and she's doing it that long.
How much are you selling it?
I'm not even selling it. I need it. That's the problem. I wish I could sell it. I wish I could get rid of it, but then I would have nothing. I'd have to drive to the Cheesecake Factory on my rollerblades.
Oh, you work at the Cheesecake Factory?
Unfortunately, yes.
Go to JD
Byrider. Go to JD Byrider. They will do a commercial for JD Byrider right now, right? I won't even start talking about car insurance, okay? Let's just say that the ex-wife called. The ex-wife sent me a text a couple months ago, and she says, I'm getting new car insurance, you know, with her new husband, and I need the old policy for some reason to show the insurance company.
Little did she know, I haven't been paying for the car insurance for the past year because I was like, fuck you, why should I insure you? Of course, I should have been like, well, my kids, but at the time, I was angry and bitter, you know? She doesn't need
You're
cars.
A bad man.
I am. I'm a bad person. But I'm good at it, and it, sometimes I'm funny, so.
That was pretty solid. That was pretty solid.
I
got to tell her something.
I had sex in the mental hospital one time.
How did that turn out?
It was good. It was long ago. It was in 1996. It was my second time in. So I sort of knew the ropes already.
Yeah.
And I have this roommate. He's like a black, angry black Muslim guy. And
is that who you had sex with?
No. He
he's in a tournament.
He thought that I was the devil. And so he always kept his eye on me. So I spent a lot of time with him.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want me to do some voodoo thing behind his back or something.
Right.
Anyway, one night he took us down to the hall, down the hall to these two girls, and I had sex with one of them, he had sex with the other one. His was fat. Mine wasn't.
Why? Did he have the choice?
It was his idea.
And he chose the fat one?
Yeah.
What did you pay her in?
Yeah.
What?
How did you pay her?
I didn't pay her.
Come on. How were you able to get the sex to the mental hospital?
Hey, I had, after she got discharged, and I was still in here, I had other chicks, too. I got a blowjob from this chick.
Right. Stop.
Now, the way I heard it, it was for French fries and pizza.
You had more action in the institute than I've had in before. That's what I'm saying. Whatever it is, I don't know what you call it. I don't want to offend nobody. Shit. I was like, since you've been there, put some air quotes up in there. You know, like I had a friend whose dad just died like 2 months ago. I just saw her for the first time, and I was like, you know, I haven't seen you since before the incident. She said the incident, and I was like, well, your dad passed. I don't know how to say, you know, I haven't seen you since your dad died. You know, I was like, the incident. She was like, that's not a proper way to say that. Sorry. Felt really stupid. So anyway, she had sex in the mental institute.
Yeah.
So give us every little bit of gold. No, I don't like it.
I do.
Well, you guys could privately go over to us.
What were the women's psychoses?
One was suicidal. The one that I had sex with was suicidal.
Okay.
And her son had to call and tell you but she was one of those attention getting suicidal. I don't think she really did that.
Like, daddy didn't pay attention to me. Everybody, look at me. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. I'm just this way, that way.
That's how I met my ex-wife, actually. Odd story. I don't know why it always leads back to her, but I'm just going to save that one. I'm going to that one back to it. I'm done.
The divorce is too recent.
I know. There's so much. There's just a wealth of. There's a wealth of.
He
wait till Wednesday. That's all you're gonna. I'm gonna have a few drinks, and then I'll tell you what. It's gonna be on. So now, you know, he said the one that the other guy had. She was fat. She was fatty.
Yeah.
Fatty, big fatty, or just like fat.
Just fat.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I like chunky girls. Right? Chunky.
I like any girls.
As long as they're still alive. That's fine by me. And even then, I mean, as long as they're still warm, it's just, you know.
As long as they got food.
Right.
She gave me a wrong number.
So now, the one that you.
You
have
played.
The one that you slept with? The one that you slept with? Well, she's fat.
What does that say?
She was skinny.
She was the hottest girl in the world.
Even for kinky.
And she gave me a wrong number.
Yeah, I do a joke about it.
Still trying to avoid. Right.
The doctor's
in the house.
Hey.
Oh, look at that. Mike Melville's entered the room. For any of you who listen to the show, of course, you know Mike the Man Mountain Melville. We'll get to him in a minute. Wow. So now you're out. She gave you the wrong number. What you called it and what was it? Was it like?
It was like. Doo-doo-doo.
This number's disconnected.
This number's been disconnected or whatever.
Right.
And,
son of a bitch. If I ever, you know, what would you do if you ever saw her again?
What?
What would you do if you saw her? Like, say you're walking down the street. You're like, hey, remember me?
No, I would deny her the pleasure of talking.
There you go. I completely understand.
I had a question.
Go ahead.
Did you put her on the, how did you guys, was it like a kinky thing? Or
no,
you put her on the table?
No, I was
hook her up.
I was in her bed.
She was in her bed. Are they beds or the cot?
Like a steel frame.
And but her roommates were in there though, right? Watching.
Roommate, one room. Yeah, but she was busy screwing the angry black Muslim guy.
Fat.
Oh, black. Wait, did you connect eyes with the angry black Muslim while you were climaxing?
I didn't connect my eyes. I don't know who did.
Is that why he was angry? Because he had to be in there with you guys.
Oh, he's angry because he kept trying to tell everyone that Mary was a whore, and, the Virgin Mary.
Right, the Virgin was a whore.
Yeah, I think that the other Jesus.
There's that guy in the corner. But he goes
right.
By Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
He prefers.
He has a rip on his neck.
Right, and a teardrop.
One of these days, I want to destroy Dan Wilburn in the comedy contest.
One day, after I take your class in comedy.
Yeah, you can take
then I'll
class.
Be one more step above you from taking a class for fucking $50. Here you talk about how you had sex in a mental institution. Like, first things first. Don't write anything down. Go to a mental institute. Remember it. Do it on a podcast.
I had one guy react to my $50 offer for me to coach him. He just asked me some questions.
Take the money.
And then you killed him in words.
No. I haven't heard from him. I haven't heard from him because I lose all my passwords to all my accounts. So I can't keep in touch with them anymore.
Right. It is hard to do, especially when you lose. Yeah, I know.
Well, I've been there for 3 months. I finally remembered my Yahoo password, I think. That's all I got. I need it for the job interview because they require an email.
Fair enough. So now are you going to be hitting the stage anytime soon anywhere? Other than, you said you weren't involved with this because you were not that anybody's fault. Well, you're right. He was incapacitated.
Right.
Are you going to be performing anytime soon or anywhere?
Maybe Wednesday at Becky's.
Becky's at Wednesday, yes. Once again, we already discussed that. And it's great recollection of the date and place that I can't even think of. And once again, I was driving down the street looking for the angry bean. So.
Oh, it is?
Are you coming on? If you want to be on, you have to sit in this magical chair over here.
Come on, you don't want to be on, Mike?
So then, all right, well then... How about I talk about some of the, well, let's look at the comedy festival. It's going on November 19th through the 24th. It's such great clubs as the Powerhouse Pub, the Hermit Club, the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, and the Improv Comedy Club in the Powerhouse. Tonight, you can see Al Jackson and the Time Warner Cable, right? Is that what the TWC Time Warner Cable contest? See that? I can break shit down, man. Time Warner Cable, and then I can't speak. I'm the only one around here who can string more than one or two words together. That's from 8. There's one at 8 and there's one at 10, right? Not the same people, different people?
Different people,
same headliners. So Al Jackson's going to be headlining all those?
All the ones on Friday night and then Brad Trackman.
And then Brad Trackman's tomorrow night, same times, 8 o'clock and 10 p.m. That's when we see Dan. Tomorrow?
Yeah,
8 p.m. You got to be there. If you want tickets, you got to go to www.Clee Comedy Festival, CLEComedyFestival.com. You can come down and get them. You don't have to. But if you want to look at the details, who's performing, what's going on, what times, shows, all that stuff, you can get that. You can also get your tickets there as well. Of course, the special affiliated shows, the Gypsy Bean here today, the Cleveland Comedy Festival podcasts.
They're coming.
They're going to be here. Everything's cool. Who saved the day? Who's here?
Comics are never
on. Man Mountain, who's here?
I am.
Jason, who's here?
I am.
Jason, who's here?
Come on, Tumbleweed.
Who's here, Jason? Tell him.
Hey, bitches.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's back from Arizona. Gypsy Beans today, we got that going on. What is this? That was yesterday, or Wednesday, Water Street Tavern. That was a couple days ago. I can't promote that. It was 2 days ago.
If you find Michael J. Fox in the future and you can find a DeLorean, you can go back to Wednesday, November the 17th.
Today's the official start.
Today's the official start, though.
Yes.
Sophia's Comedy Closet, Massillon. It's pretty far away, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I could have stayed down there. I could have stayed down in Columbus and done a show down there, but like,
yeah.
Oh, part of the Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland, it's Cleveland plus one. That's their plus one. That's their one. Now Cranky's. We also have Cranky's, which is tonight at West 25th. And there's still. I mean, you say you're out of towner because you're from Brooklyn, but you were born and raised here, so there's a chance. John, do we know? Is that an official ruling? Did we already figure that out? And I'm just two walking dogs to.
Oh, it's just going to put me up.
Yeah, I think he's on our side. I don't
do we know who else is going to be involved with that?
Oh, the Cranky's people versus, I think Jim Hughes is on that one.
Now, him being a New Yorker, is he going to be?
He's
still in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, he's technically Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay.
Yeah.
So he's going to be a Cleveland side.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have a horse.
Who doesn't have a horse in the race? Right. So, let's see, that takes us. Let me see, last night, tomorrow night, Brad Trackman. Also tomorrow night, Susan Messing and Friends at the Improv Comedy Club at 8. What's that all about? Susan Messing
and
Friends?
She's from Chicago.
Yeah.
She's a big improv performer in Chicago. She was, like, voted the best improv performer in Chicago. She travels to all these comedy festivals. She does workshops and stuff. And it's was started by Kim Fry. She got that whole thing going.
Fair enough. So that's also tomorrow night at the Improv Comedy Club at 8. But you know that would just interfere with you going. I can't promote all this stuff because then it's going to interfere with everybody
else.
I mean,
it depends on what you're into. If you're into improv comedy.
Good idea. Stand up comedy. Go to the. Yeah. Right. Okay.
I mean, the one is called Messing.
Susan Messing and Friends.
Yeah, Messing and Friends, and she's done things with Will Ferrell and. Yeah, Will Ferrell. Let me see if I can think of anybody else. Dan Wilber. I believe she molested Marty Malloy.
I heard that happened in the mental institute. Right. Something about pizza, French fries.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She had a fat friend.
That was good fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun stage, which was weird.
Yeah. You can't deny that, right?
And they had a bed at least. But
right.
Other than that.
That's true. So that's tomorrow, and then Sunday. You have the improv showcase, which is probably the same thing.
Improv, but it's not with one specific person.
Is that
this? A group, a bunch of different groups. And then also there's the workshop on Saturday.
There's a workshop?
Yes.
Is that what these are? These are featured shows.
There's Brad Trackman, the headliner, is doing a workshop from 10 a.m. to
4 a.m. 10 a.m. to 4 a.m.
It's a comedy workshop. It's comedy from A to Z, and it goes through the business side, the writing side, everything you need to know if you're just starting out comedy or if you've been doing it for a while. It's a really great workshop.
Is that the Hermit?
It's going to be at the Hermit Club, yeah.
And then there's another one? There's just the one?
No, there's that one, and then there's two on Saturday, two seminars on Saturday, and a cocktail party after those.
So we're
at
Call
Hermit Club.
Oh, okay. So
that's Saturday, and then you can go to the website, check out all the schedule on there for that stuff.
Right.
But the workshop is you do have to pay to get into that one because he's coming out of town. It's $110, and that includes lunch.
Not bad.
So and it's about 6 hours.
Yeah.
So
that's not bad. I think more than that for whatever it was, 4 weeks. Four
yeah.
Saturdays.
Yeah. So this is all contested one and. Yeah, so it's going to be a great time. So if you want to get on the workshop, again, go to the website.
Clee Comedy.
Yeah.
CleeComedyFestival.com. So, yeah, that's right on.
Yeah, a lot of people knock workshops, but sometimes they think they're good just to get you remotivated sometimes if you're in a rut.
Yeah.
You know?
I got my kid. Don't try to get me in on this, all right? I got $80 in my pocket for the weekend.
No, we'll take it.
We'll take whatever you got. You got gold in your mouth? I got some silver right here I can give you. That's what I should have done. We stopped at the gold for cash for gold. Have you ever done that thing? Have you tried that? See? Well, no, this is serious, though. We took some serious shit.
Teeth?
No, but I was thinking about it. I should have taken my tooth out. I should have popped that. Who is? Me? Shut up. Two racial stereotypes. two racial stereotypes for the price of one.
Stereotype party.
I am 100% Scottish.
You're Scottish?
Yes.
I'm Irish. I think we're supposed to
make jokes.
We're supposed to drink together, and then I'm supposed to make potato jokes, and then you're supposed to make sheep jokes, and then, right, Mike? Mike's Irish.
Yeah.
Right?
It's pretty much
hit each other with a phone book once in a while.
You're right.
Stare at each other and not say anything. Be mad. Be mad. Anyways, if you're listening, you can call in as I knock my water over. The area code is 914-338-1032 if you have any questions or comments or if you need to know something.
Question.
Go ahead.
What's going on at the Hermit Club tonight? Is there something there
tonight? Tonight? I have no idea. No. The Hermit Club is not tonight. Oh, no, it is tonight. It is tonight. That's this one.
There's shows.
Al Jackson and the Time Warner Cable. I've just gone over this like five times. I'm like, no, there's nothing going on at the Hermit Club. 8 p.m. and 10 p.m.
People be selected from these shows on TV.
On
Time Warner Cable. And you can select, we both watch them all on Time Warner.
I owe Time Warner Cable a lot of money. I still have their box in my trunk.
Talk to them about it at the show because they're
going to be like, hey, you want a cable? I'll be like, here, just take this back, please. I know. I drove to the place. I tried to give it back to him. The guy was like, hey, can I get my cable box back? I bought it in Columbus. He's like, no, because you got to take it back to Columbus.
You know what, though? They'll probably sign you up anyway just so that person wants to get the commission.
They'd be like, I'll tell you what, they'd just be like, oh, you know what, just put the box, leave it in your trunk.
Yeah.
And they're like,
can
I call you Dan Anderson?
You
know,
like, sure, change the letter.
Put
your
daughter's name.
Yeah.
Just right now, you
can't.
I don't know where Paloma went. Oh, no, he said he had to leave. He cut me off. He said he had to go.
No, my keys, I left them at home, probably.
How are you going to get in?
How did you lock the door?
Really?
Where do you live? West 118th. My brother took the key to lock the door.
It's not that cold out.
To copy it. Even though it says don't
copy
on it, so you can't get a copy. And,
Well, who's
going to
take a mattress anyway?
Then,
You buy one of those little plastic covers for the end of it. It covers up to you, not a copy.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
if you don't have your keys, it doesn't matter because your door's unlocked anyway.
That's smart.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, what are they going to say, smart?
My soul.
That's that mason jar in the corner that you can't really see into.
Hidden drive.
This is going all over the world. Do you really want to put your address out there? It's all over the world, dude.
You know, I was on the radio once, and I got 3,000 friends added me on Facebook after I was on the radio.
You won't get that here. I got about 100. You never know, though. You want to promote something? You want to promote your Facebook?
No, I don't.
Right. I mean, the options there for you. You can get about 50 people out of my show. They might follow you. I get Tony wears your shirt.
So, John, if I show up this night, do you have tickets for me to give or give out, or you don't want me to take?
You could get in.
Okay.
That's what you're at. We'll find something for you to do.
I ran a light last year.
You can
benefit
people.
Sure.
I put the,
do you
want to
come
on? I can't. I got to go. No. A red light? The red light district. No, I have to go. I'm supposed to go pick up my daughter. She doesn't come.
Oh, that's right.
But I'm not going to. So somebody else is picking her up. So.
Well, if you're not going, then you can come.
Well, no, I gotta pick her up.
Oh.
At 6. That's why I was like, well, I'm out of here at 5.
Oh.
You know.
I'm thinking about just going home and looking for my key.
That'd be a great place to start.
Could be. Interesting search.
You know, the hidden
apartment.
Right.
You need to go.
Yeah.
What apartment?
I got a Facebook. I got a website. I make fun of books on the internet. It's called BetterBookTitles.com. That's about it.
Cheesy title.
It is a cheesy title.
The girl with the tattoos.
I make fun of that.
Yeah.
I made fun of that. I should have brought bookmarks.
Did you read it?
It's called This Is the First Book I've Read in 6 Years. The study title. And I just Photoshop book covers, and it might be a book someday.
Did you read the Dragon's book?
No. I just see everyone reading it, and I'm like, that person doesn't read.
Yeah.
You didn't need back covers,
yeah.
And he said about the,
yeah, it's like
about the
whatever you did in second grade to do a book review, that's or a book report. They don't call them book reviews. There's a little New York Times book review private school where they're just like, you know, one day you're going to have to review these.
I saw a funny book. A woman wrote it. It's called If You Can't Live Without Me, Why Aren't You Dead Yet? I thought that was
That's funny. My favorite one is there's a culinary mystery series, and the first one is called Bread on Arrival. That's like my favorite. It's like just a bunch of puns, and then like murders and bread recipes.
I would write that person bean letters.
You should. Write to her. It's so bad. Bread on Arrival. But yeah, Better Book Titles. That's the only thing.
BetterBookTitles.com.
Dan is performing tonight. No? Tonight at the Cranky. And tomorrow at the Hermit Club. Excellent. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Mike, do you want to say something?
Mike wants to say stuff. Oh, shit. I just want to drop my phone on my computer. Yeah. Or a microphone. Drop my microphone.
Hey, Mike, Sam might have dementia. Sam might have dementia.
No. It's a girlfriend.
You don't have to look at your shirt.
I didn't know that.
I don't know what's on tonight. Tonight at 10 on your local news. I said to Jesus, Jesus, can you save us? This is the deal of the century, people. I'm telling you. So, Jason, what are we doing tonight? Tumbling with Tumbleweed Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. BlogTalkRadio.com Eastern Standard Time. Do you even know? Jason? Jason, are you there?
Ah! What did I do?
Fucked up. Okay, enough of that shit.
John, did you get any music for this
thing?
Not really. You know?
Maybe me and Mike should come over and talk about the old days.
If you want, you're more than welcome. We could talk about some. No excuses.
Is the guy with the horns living?
The horns.
The devil.
You mean Batman?
The devil.
I haven't seen Batman in like 2 years.
That dude lives in like. I don't know where he lives.
He works in Strongly. He was working Strongly.
Is Natalino coming? I know he's...
Yeah, Natalino's coming to this.
Okay.
Right.
This is the best that he's coming to this. It's not.
It is.
Ugh.
Not technically. It's not being promoted as a company does.
Well, look, I sent him the address. The issue was that he is on there. But we had problems with the postcard anyway, so...
I'm over it. I'm over it. It was, you know, things happen.
No, I don't care about that. Honestly, it was just we're going to
move over here.
You know,
Bill, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Hey, I'll see you. Yeah, and a tip for anyone that when you're in the mental hospital, sit next to the girl with anorexia because that way you can get more fries.
Very nice. That's excellent. See that? No pens? Right on. Pants, at least? Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you get that Ben Stiller type nurse. You know?
He said he did get shower partners.
There's nothing wrong with that.
SpongeBob? Yeah.
SpongeBob?
Every time I got a shower, Dave, you throw a foot in there. Nice. You want to shit yourself on purpose on a regular basis?
No,
I
told
you. Get in there, scouring that.
Scouring that. So, okay, so now we are.
Let's get on this
okay, so now, you know what I should be doing while these guys are getting set up? I'll play the.
This
Ah, I fucked it up.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get late.
So there you go. So now we're we got 45 minutes left in the show. I can't believe we've been doing this for a little over an hour now, right, Jason?
Right.
What have you been doing? What's your take on what's going on around here? This room's kind of creepy, don't you think?
It's very creepy, but it's kind of a nice atmosphere, I think.
It's different. I'm glad
it's, yeah.
I thought we were going to have to be out there with, like, the common people.
This is actually better.
I like it. I like the way this
is. Pretty good so far.
It's not bad. We get some laughs.
Yeah,
got a lot of good things going on here. Okay. So, you guys are like a deep conversation. I don't want to jump in there. So, what can I talk about?
Something to eat?
No, I don't want nothing to eat. Not from here. They got food here? I don't want no
coffee shop.
The coffee, that's what I'm saying. Coffee shop.
Donut?
No, I don't want a donut. They got donuts? Do they have donuts?
Okay. Muffins.
Muffins. I don't like muffins. I don't like the kind of muffins they sell here.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? I like other kind of muffins. Okay. So, let's see here. I'm going to check your emails real quick. If you want to email into the show, you can at Anderswell, A-N-D-E-R-S-W-E-L-L, at yahoo.com. Once again, you can call in the numbers, area code 914-338-1032. And now the room's emptying out. It's me and Jason. We got Mike and John standing in sitting in the corner here. They moved into position to talk, and we don't know. What kind of donuts they got?
I don't know.
Little Lay's donut?
Maybe they don't have donuts, but,
They don't have donuts. It's
like
a coffee shop.
It's like cookies.
I like chocolate chip cookies.
They
have cookies?
Cafe latte.
I don't want none of that shit. That shit's nasty.
It's good.
I should go to the bathroom.
I do.
No, I have to.
It's right around the corner, man. Go.
I should just see the song.
It's good.
I don't know. Should I just interrupt? Yeah. Take a minute and go pee.
Well,
like I'm walking through. I'll be walking through the place like this. Be like, I'm going to go pee now. That's cool. Hey, don't drink that.
Not
okay.
Why?
You are.
I will.
I need a little.
I'm just gonna be honest with you, okay? Met the dude once, twice. Okay.
He's
never talked to him. I know he's a great guy.
He's a nice guy. But
he's changed a lot.
He's off his fucking rocker.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like I'm like.
Well,
I don't know you.
In the last year or so, it's really just been.
It's been a downward spiral.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, he was a lot better.
He hopped his meds a couple times, and when you get off your meds, even when you get back on, you're still a little bit further along than you were before.
Right.
So it's like
they just keep messing with his meds. You know what I mean? Like one minute he's like fine, and then they just do something to him, and then he goes right back down.
Yeah.
So we're joined then by. Mike Melville, John Wellington.
How you doing?
All right. Can I call you a founder or a co-founder of?
Yeah, co-founder.
Of
yeah.
The whole Cleveland Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
I guess
the person who's still willing to do it.
One of them?
Yeah.
There's a couple of
yeah.
them, right?
Yeah. Me, J.D. Sidley, and Joe Hannum.
Right. This is the third year.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of stuff planned out. So you got a lot of promotion. You got Time Warner Cable involved.
Yeah, this is our first year working with, we worked with a television station our first year, WVIZ, and that was public television.
Right.
But this is Time Warner Cable, there's a little bit more stake to the comics themselves. So.
Right. That's because, with the comedy contest, you're saying that
right. The
winners get to perform. Are they using that bit that they do there, or are they doing a separate show?
Well, actually, it's $1,000. They're choosing 12 from these 24.
Okay.
And those 12 are going to be shown on Time Warner Cable. So you can go, if you have Time Warner Cable, you can select the show and then watch the set and vote for it. And then your vote is counted into who wins. And then
it's that set they do, like, tonight and tomorrow.
Right, right.
Everybody's okay.
Yeah, and for the next couple of months, it's going to get voted on, and that person's going to win $1,000 and their own comedy special.
Right.
So on
a comedy special on Time Warner?
Special, yeah.
Well,
but it's still a great tape,
Yeah.
It's going to be
oh, yeah.
filmed
good.
by, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you suck, you're in trouble anyway.
Well, see, that's the thing, too. If you're, even if you win and you're inexperienced, we'll put you in a spot that you're able to handle, not where you're doing, you know, you have 6 minutes, you're doing 45.
Right.
This isn't a last comic standard.
We're going to make you do an hour. Like, I don't
right,
know.
Right. Hold on, let me write you some jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dance monkey.
Before we start shooting.
Yeah.
So, and there's some headliners. I mean, Mark Reedy is performing tomorrow.
Who are these morons?
Jeanette Rizzi is from Los Angeles, and she's going to be coming in, and she is quite a treat.
Comic-wise or
yeah.
Visually?
Both. She's not like super clean. She's kind of got a little bit of an edge to her, but she's pretty funny. Like Mike Melville, only woman.
So she has sex with her furniture?
I saw that video. It was really good. It's weird. I never saw anybody do something with a chair.
She did in a Caribbean jerk. That was 3 years ago.
Was that 3 years
ago? Yeah, that was 3 years ago. Damn, I was in Colorado.
No, she's pretty good. She's flying in from Los Angeles. You know, we got Danny Callis. He did our big joke show. He's from Chicago.
Okay.
A lot of people, Tim Cornette.
Tim Cornette.
You know?
Well, I've been talking all week, and I think he's angry at me now, so.
Oh, well, about what? How about the
stupid stuff?
Show?
Like, what's
yeah.
going on here? What's going on there? And, like, today, he's like, call Wellington. Well, oh, okay. Well, if I would
have
known I had to call him,
I
wouldn't
leave
him alone. Yeah, I wouldn't have bugged you in the first place. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
But, so,
people coming in, Tim Cornette.
Yeah. Colella's closed on the, I think he's on tomorrow's show.
Right.
But then, and then we have two headliners, so if you don't like any of the contest people, you'll definitely like the headliner.
Those certified,
right,
top-notch, A-level.
Right. I mean, most of these people that are in the contest are features or, you know, hosts at least. You know,
right.
I mean, these guys are, you know, getting better.
Cool.
And then our headliner is Al Jackson. He's from Cleveland.
He's from
so,
Cleveland?
Yeah, it's Friday night. And he's going to be shooting his, or actually I think his Showtime special will be airing, I think, in a couple of weeks.
There's a guy from Cleveland with a Showtime special.
Yeah. Showtime.
Showtime. Not Showtime at the Apollo.
Not that.
The
not
channel
the
Showtime.
Right.
The channel Showtime, not Showtime at the Apollo.
Not movie time.
Right.
Showtime. Not even the movie channel, because I don't think that exists anymore.
Right. TMC is still out there.
Oh, TMC is the movie channel?
Like Turner Movie Channel.
Okay. But wasn't there another one? They was just like Showtime and then just movie channel?
Movie channel.
Yeah.
And they call themselves TMC to be more. Kentucky Fried Chicken's now KFC.
Right, but they, like, they used to play, like,
movies.
Like, newer movies, though.
Like, MTV used to show music.
Yeah, they don't, they play all old movies.
They show music. MTV still shows music, it's just during the commercials.
Right.
How is it a classic if it's Reindeer Games? That's what I want to know. Is that just, is it a classic as long as you get the rights?
It's like, they're thinking, like, you know, like, Parcheesi. That's a classic game.
Yeah.
Right? We're talking Reindeer Games. Reindeer's probably played.
It's a terrible movie.
Reindeer can't play Parcheesi.
Oh, you're talking the movie.
Yeah.
How do you get a movie?
Don't you play
the
Reindeer Games? Me.
Anything with Ben Affleck in it. It's got to be gold. I mean, come on.
I think it's funny that Ben Affleck's brother, comedy actor, he's terrible.
Right. Casey Affleck's on TV all the time, or on the movies now. And, yeah. Well, now Ben moved behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Being a director, promoter, producer, whatever the fuck you call it.
Joaquin Phoenix is the same way. He always makes fun of River. Says he never shows he's too good to return a call.
Right. I tried calling him one night when he was at the Viper Club, and he just never returned it. Son of a bitch. Never got back to me.
Yeah, I had a really weird experience because, speaking of that, because it reminds me of a joke of mine. Yeah. Right, River Phoenix. Because a friend of mine, this is what happened. A friend of mine on Facebook, he put on Facebook, hey, I'm going down to this West Liberty. I'm going down to this college. It's going to be a great time. And you know, I didn't hear very much after that. And then I started seeing all these posts on his Facebook. You know, say, hey, I really miss you. Great, have a great time and everything like that. And I was seeing all these, and I was just like, oh, you know, people want to get back. There's a lot of people interested in this guy. Find out 2 months later, he died, overdose, and I was thinking about this, like, what if, like, it was James Dean, oh, I just got a brand new car, gonna go, you know, I'm gonna check it out. Or, you know, like Elvis, who's like, this is gonna be a great buffet. I hope nothing happens.
Right.
And then, of course, River Phoenix is like, getting ready to go to the Viper Club, enjoy my brother Joaquin for the next 15 years.
Right.
You know, it was just creepy for me because I found out, like, too. It was like, no, I just saw an update from him just a few, you know, weeks ago. He's fine.
He just updated.
All these people are talking to him.
And how could it be that he would have updated it?
Right, or at least put something on it. It's still active.
I am dying, you know. Like,
yeah, I think he could still be his friend.
John Skyler died. He had something put on
He posted from the hereafter?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Is that on Foursquare? Limbo? He is the mayor of Purgatory.
I have just checked into Limbo.
That
is kind of creepy.
That freaked me out.
It's kind of creepy. That is weird.
It was like the next minute, it was like, oh, such and such time. I'm like, no, he didn't. Which is my mom. I'm like,
no,
oh, crazy.
He doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Right.
He just said he was in a relationship and it's complicated.
Exactly.
I don't understand what you're saying. It's not feasible.
Now, Jim Henson's last post.
Elvis, you got anything to wash this down with?
Mama Cass, having a sandwich.
BRB.
Be pleasure. Feeling pretty serious.
The River Phoenix.
Yeah.
I tripped. It fell in my mouth. I didn't take it.
Yeah.
All right. I tripped and fell in my mouth.
Wait. I'm sure you can do a Captain Carpenter one. Hold on.
Karen Carpenter.
Yeah.
Can anybody?
2 more pounds.
Yeah. I'm reaching my goal weight.
Who's ordered that green?
Ramon Rebox. Now taking care of Chuckle Fox.
Yes.
On Mondays. I have to call him and get up there.
Yeah, I haven't seen him put that on the upswing. So.
He posted, like, for the next 2 weeks, they're full.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you could go to clevelandyucks.com.
But for no one pressing
that. I have no idea what happened. You were being... Oh, because he quit posting a lot?
No, because he got deleted by Baker.
He got kicked off. Cause...
Yeah, but that last one wasn't deleted, was it?
No, but he thought...
I think somebody else put
he
it.
He thought Baker was deleting all his stuff, and Baker was actually just shortening it. He's making fun.
That just seems to be Ramon.
Ramon
seems to be a lot of bitterness.
No, there's no reason for it. You know what I mean? I mean, he knows better. I mean, he just wanted... I mean, I think it was a miscommunication on both ends.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then there was a point there where... You know, Ramon opened for, what's his name?
Stanhope.
And Stanhope said some things, and then Ramon felt like it was necessary to shit on Mike Baker, who hasn't been doing stand-up in a year,
right.
You know, just so he could, I don't know if it was to be popular or get his rocks off or whatever.
Right.
You know, make himself feel cool. But I don't like to knock anybody who's actually doing good things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't like to knock anybody anyway. I mean, listen, five dose is common. Remember Larry?
The fifth dose was dear.
No, I don't remember Larry.
Because he wasn't around that long. I'm the one who had
that
to take...
Is that the guy who moved to Vegas?
No.
Is that Goiter guy?
That's
I don't think I remember Goiter. I don't think I ever met Goiter.
Giant joke was the fifth
that's
dose.
That's a good, though.
Well, that's the thing is, I tried to tell that guy nicely. I was like, I pulled him to the side at no excuses. I was like, listen, dude, because he would host it, and he would do like 5 minutes in between everybody else.
Right.
So it's like he would do his original 10, and then he'd bring somebody up. They would do 5 minutes, and then he'd come back up, and then he'd start doing 5 more minutes, and people were like, what the fuck's this guy doing? It was all dumb stuff. Yeah, it was all just dumb. He had a daughter with big boobs, though. I don't like big boobs.
You want to name my son Lance?
Right, gotcha. But
he said he was bad. I just figured
he is.
You know,
I think, but you know what's weird? You know what's weird about the whole thing?
Yeah.
He wasn't. I mean, a lot of people with no excuses at first. They were like, "Dude's not that funny." You know,
right.
he was doing Eddie Murphy bits. He did the whole, "What if you're sitting in class and you got a boner and the teacher asked you to come to the chalkboard?"
Yeah.
This dude used to do comedy back in the day when we used to do run no excuses. And it wasn't, you know, it's like you can't do that every week, every time. If you get away with it once, that's fine. You know, if you're going to steal somebody's jokes or somebody's bit, okay, you're going to get away with it, you're going to get away with it.
You should be hung.
But if you do it every week, then you need to be hung, right? But it's you need that. The thing is,
he steals cattle.
But if you put the noose around his neck,
that's
pop
that
thing. You know?
it'll pop him, dude.
But I had to tell him. I had to go up to him and tell him, be like, dude, you got to stop.
and he took it so bad that he just quit altogether. I was like, dude, just don't talk so much.
Maybe he meant, like, maybe you, he meant, or he thought you meant
stop
doing comedy.
Right. Well, I guess he took it that way. So he hasn't done it.
That thing on his neck might have had, like, a
you're a terrible person, Johnny Anderson.
I am.
You crush dreams.
I do. I'm absolutely
dream
crusher. I am. Am I a terrible person?
No, you're not.
Shut up. Tell him I'm a terrible person.
He's a piece of shit.
Thank you very much. Yes,
okay,
I'm going to start.
He lets you use his oven to make pizza rolls, motherfucker.
He shows him respect.
No.
Oh,
I'm fine. I'm already with comedy courses. I was married. So I've got every...
Got a crash course.
I got everything covered.
He's got like 20 minutes on male nursing.
It's what I tell everybody. I had to quit doing comedy 6 years ago.
Oh.
Hey, if I'm going to do a bit, you guys got to listen, all right? I got to know if this shit's good or not. All
right, we're
you suck. Shut up.
Thank you. No, I haven't done comedy in like 6 years because, you know, I had a very unfortunate event in my life. I got married. And ever since then, everything's been kind of blacked out.
You're so tight.
Terrible, wasn't it? It was absolutely terrible. So now everybody's bitter. You're not coming out Saturday night, right?
Totally. No, I've got a benefit show down in front of
me. Okay, so you're not going to be able to make the soccer. We play soccer together.
Yeah. Dogs are barking.
You should try. You should. My quads are really... I've been licked by the man. I don't put it across. You know, I don't doubt it.
Great John Wellington story.
Yeah.
We go to the Rolling Rock Town Fair a few years ago.
Oh.
Back when they showed metal.
Who was hosting that? Do you remember?
Velvet Revolver. They had Velvet Revolver, Stained.
No, the guy that was hosting it.
No.
Alan Cox.
Was it? No shit.
Alan Cox, if anybody doesn't know, Alan Cox is a radio personality here from 3 till 6. On WMMS.
Yeah, they're doing radio right now.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah,
right now.
So we're like tired. It's really early in the morning. We're driving to Latrobe. We hit a BP station. John hasn't talked much for like the last 45 minutes. He's like fairly stained. So we're like, all right, we're pulling this gas station. I put gas in the car. He goes in to use the bathroom. He comes out, gets back in the car. We're driving along another 10 minutes, total silence. He just looks at me and goes, you know what that bathroom needed? Like some sliced duct tape and a bloody diaper.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Well, because it just seemed like...
so clean. It needed something.
Just like I thought it would be hilarious. Just somebody walked in there like, oh, my God, what happened here?
Right.
And then they just had to drop the
rack
full of ether. Yeah.
You just see him like looking in the
somebody
garbage can.
Somebody did that.
A bloody can and a rack full of ether.
I want to pick up dangerous stuff. I worked for the company that put ads up in the bathroom. And I had to put ads up above the baby changing station. Now, that's stupid. I'm so uncoordinated. They're going to trust me to put some of the ad up, you know, with a square thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how many babies I killed as a result of that.
You know exactly how many babies you killed. You kept them as trophies.
Here are
your babies.
Right? Huh? What? You're your own baby?
Smashing himself up against the damn changing table.
I tried that baby changing thing. It didn't work.
Yeah, right. You put your baby in, your clothes in, bring it out, still your baby. I tried, but it's the same.
Still wearing a dirty diaper, too.
Yeah.
Really? They got a black one time.
I got one of those at JC Bennett.
Went in there, put in 50 cents, now came baby.
Came with a free stroller and everything.
Mine just came with wet nap and a crack addiction.
a few random chicken wings.
Yeah.
Bones.
He's a $25 gift card, Mr. Chicken. You're like, all right, this will get you started. Your chicken.
You got change behind it? I'm like, you're not involved in any of this, are you?
No.
Wow. Were you in the mental institute at the time of scheduling?
No, I was in my own personal health.
Right. Mike's a very busy guy. You've never been, like, on the show live face-to-face with me, have you?
No.
It's always been on the phone.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Donnie, hey, tell me about this podcast. It's popular.
Tell me about this Webernet thing.
What the fuck is the internet? If you go, I'll tell you what, the best thing you can do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Everything's completely free. All you need is a computer and a phone.
Cars, guns, boats, everything.
Yeah, women, drugs, goats. Why is it going to be... Oh, sheep. I was waiting for you to say sheep.
I said goats.
I know you said goats. That's good.
What about racist?
It threw you off. No, it did. It threw me off because it was just like, goat? What? Huh? Goat?
Huh? What? Skirt?
Nothing. You got killed too in your country.
We don't have a lot of listeners. We get about 120 per episode, 125, but we're getting it's that's what I'm averaging it out to be. We've had 20,000 listens, right, Jason? What's the number?
Who else gets 120 listeners today?
Don't start. Oh, I thought he was gonna say something else. You know what I thought he was gonna say, right, Jason?
Who's Trapper Jack?
Still 102.1.
Isn't he? Can't find his way out. Isn't he? You know, if we'll get to the bathroom now. Oh no, never mind. Trapper Jack, he's still in Korea.
You have a radio show?
Yeah,
2:30 in the morning on Saturday night.
Do you ever listen?
Yes, I have.
Isn't it awful?
20,115 listens I've had to the show since a year ago August.
Have you ever called me?
No. What is your show? Tell me what do you
do? It's 2 a.m. Saturday nights, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. on.
They don't just give that slot to anybody.
No. College radio and Safe Harbor, so we can do whatever we want.
Or where to college?
Cleveland State. And we have Arthur Koyan this week.
You've got Arthur Koyan coming in?
Yeah.
Do you want me to do security for you?
You can come in if you want.
I'm going to tell you something about black on black crime.
It's going to be funny because I'm going to give my review of Four Colored Girls.
Two of them were cute.
One's kind of nasty. I don't know.
Let me put it this way. 140 years ago, the other two would not have let them in the house.
They're like coconut. They're
I'm going to have the NAACP
on my part is, we have people to call.
This is my show.
We have people to call that are just completely racist, and they just start out.
So remember, you're sitting here with Mike Polk.
Yeah. WCSB.
Yeah.
216. Don't tell me. Area code 616-687-3515?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really good
because
I don't even know the
number. I just listen to WCSB all the time when I was younger.
Yeah.
Like even now, I still put it on. I put like a 669 I used to listen to. And, Mitch.
Oh, it was Sweet Ass Sassafras.
Sweet Ass Sassafras, Mitch, and all that. I used to listen to all that shit.
My first late night joke was the first joke I ever wrote, and I told it to my psychologist. She told me never to tell that joke that. Yeah.
Why not? Because what do they know? Right? They don't know.
You get the girls with the sweet ass asked for a Save Our Smut campaign.
Oh, on Park Road?
Yeah.
I remember that.
He's dressed like a pimp, rolls up in his like 75 limo
with bull horns, just yelling at people to keep your hands off our porn.
Yeah.
It was one of the greatest protests ever.
Save Our Smut.
Yeah, okay. Well, Saturday night at 2?
Yeah.
I'm gonna call up. I'm gonna call up and sing the theme to like Different Strokes.
All right, we take all.
Yeah, 687-3515. I know the number, man.
You know the theme to Different Strokes.
Yes.
We have five listeners and building.
Yeah, that's cool. You get the same guy calls in every week. He's like,
hey, how's it going, John?
Do you go by your name or do you go by a state?
Yeah, I go by name.
They're just like, hey, John.
Yeah. Well, we got death threats a few.
There's no love.
About a couple weeks ago. Or a month ago, was it? Did you listen to the show?
Not that one.
You want to listen to that?
No.
Hey,
do you remember...
No, you go ahead, Marty.
No, we want to...
Drop this phone somewhere.
I'm trying to out Different Strokes. Do you remember the cartoon thing that... What's his face?
Arnold was on the
Mr. T show.
Yeah, he was on the... No. Arnold wasn't on the Mr. T show. Arnold
had his own show.
He had his own cartoon show. Yeah.
But Hornswoggle was Benny.
A Hornswoggle. From wrestling? No.
The Hornswoggle was like...
Didn't he have like powers or something? Like he could make himself disappear? Or
he was like an angel or something.
That's what it was. He was like, yeah, okay. No, I don't remember it until now. Until you just
Heavenly Dog.
No. Heaven Can Wait.
Heaven Can
Wait.
Have a good way.
Touched by an uncle.
There you go.
Touched by my ex-wife that's still living with me, pushing me down the stairs and saying I had a stroke. Fucking hate her.
Oh,
right. Not here.
Oh, well, you're divorced now, aren't you?
No, my wife. Well, my divorce.
She won't allow it. She's like, I ain't tired of shit. You're here.
You are not getting rid of her that easy, idiot.
Oh, that's what it is.
Which is really strange because he had to drug her and force her to sign papers just to get married. So now she's like, well, you put me through that, you're fucked.
So it's still all about her.
Me.
Everything, every single fucking day.
Me. Car's on my foot. I can't breathe.
Well, he sent them away. That's what I did.
I tried.
Send who?
Send your wife away. That's what I did.
Send her up with Amanda.
Yeah. Mine's in South Korea.
What's she doing in South Korea?
Teaching English.
To South Korean.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, right? Duh.
These are the words you need to know. So faster.
Big Mac.
Can you change a quarter?
Oddly enough, you don't get big discounts for that sort of spell. It's so dirt cheap that they're like,
no, there's no haggling.
Yeah.
I just like to say right now, all show Dave is out there listening. Thank you for the comment. Send in his comment via email. If you want to email, it's Anderswell, A-N-D-E-R-S-W-E-L-L @yahoo.com. Yeah, he just said great show. He's one of my, it's also Dave. He's like my main man. He listens out there. He's out in, Jason? Colorado. Denver, Colorado. He called. He listens from Denver. And we're all over the world, man. I got Australian listeners. I got Canadian listeners. That wasn't them that did the thing with Chad Zumachin.
No, that was Baker.
I listened to that one. That's the only other podcast I've listened to by anybody else in this place or in the area or anything about comedy. Because I don't want to listen to anybody else's podcast and be like, you know. Unless you listen to Tumbling with Tumbleweed, or if you're in the Cleveland area, you got to go listen to. What is the name of your show?
The Big Joke Show.
The Big Joke Show on Saturday nights at 2 a.m. on WCSB. Can you go online and listen to that?
Yes, you can. WCSB.
Okay, great.
Whatever. I don't know.
Just
what
look up.
Cleveland State Radio.
Just look up WCSB somehow.
I just know I show up barely awake at 2 a.m. every Saturday or Sunday morning and just talk. That's all.
Jeremy Shear about
awful, terrible, taboo things. Whether it be about Jews or abortion or the Topeka Carousel and the what was the other one? The
something to do with a Frito.
Yeah, it was the Tallahassee corn twist.
Yeah, bill collector calling me right now. This is the double bill collector. They call twice. They call and they hang up and then they call right back. Everybody else is single. No, I don't want to. Nobody would hear it. No, we wouldn't be on air. You know? So.
They'd be like, he owes how much?
It would just be sad. It would just be, you know, oof, it's sad. See, there they are. Go ahead. Okay, now they hung up. So. Money. I was married.
But I think bill collectors are after. They want his magic bag of marbles.
Well, I'm a leprechaun, you know.
They want to know if they can invest.
He's got these collectible Star Wars figures. Oh, God, he's getting up.
Everybody be cool. Nobody move.
Don't make eye contact.
That's how I
smell beer.
That's how you masturbate with a room full of other guys. As long as you don't look them in the eye and make eye contact, you're all right. You know? Everybody.
Well, there he's found. You're goddamn right.
There we go. The bill collector finally hung up.
Remember, it's only gay if one of you can't
use it. Now, my phone's dying.
Not gay if you blink.
He just linked.
Hi. Stand there.
Hey, Colin. Hey. Good. I'm glad you showed up. You're picking up the tab.
Yes. Hey, speaking of bill collectors and money,
I don't care.
Right? Speaking of, I'll tell you what, you're much taller on television.
Well, man, Pierre is like 5'2".
Yeah, that's true.
Well, he missed the opportunity. He could have given her a
TV. Yeah.
Well, you had her right there. She was perfectly lined up for it. Just had to kick her in the gut, grab the head, drop her on stage, stand up, and throw the V. Right?
Be like, what's up, bitches?
What's up now, man?
So there's still nobody. There's nobody. Just me and Jason on the chat room. So yeah, we got 15 minutes left live, and we can go on over that. It's just nobody live will be listening. It's still recorded and played on the archive. But if you want to go back and listen to it, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/tumble or Facebook. Just go to my Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can interview Chris. He's also in one of the shows. He's in Saturday at 10 o'clock.
I watched him on fucking...
Wants to be a Million?
Yeah. Dumbass. I would have had all...
No.
I'd call him a dumbass. I don't even know you do, but you're a dumbass. Yeah.
So we could probably do well on that show.
I don't know how Chris went through all his lifelines before he got the $25,000, though. I don't know how you do that. It's like they ask you your name and you ask for a lifeline.
You had the hardest questions up front, though.
I didn't watch the beginning.
I recorded him because I didn't want to miss him. I don't even know him. And I'm like, hey, I heard the dude. He's a Cleveland comic.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
You know, and I'm trying to get back into the area.
Like comic books and professional wrestling.
He looks like
he lives with his parents.
He looks like the Big Show. I mean,
I've always said he looks like Kurgan from Highland.
Hmm? Which one's Kurgan?
The one that looks like
still Sean Connery.
Oh yeah, okay. So, you know what we should do is we should wait till he walks in the door, and then he'd be like, "Hey, I'm all ready." And be like, "Thank you very much for listening." Sorry, dude.
Are you gonna come in here?
Yeah, he's gonna interview you guys.
The interview. Yeah, I gotta go. See, like 5 o'clock, I gotta go because I gotta pick up my daughter.
Yeah, me too. It's my daughter's birthday.
Right. But the Man Mountain.
Wait, both your daughters' birthday is big day?
No. His daughter lives in Columbus. He gets her.
Oh, okay.
My daughter.
I have somebody else. My ex-wife, had a daughter with somebody else.
Okay.
Thank you very much. He lives in Amherst. So him and I switch off.
Yeah, but I remember meeting this one.
Yeah.
At No
Excuses. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Was she already?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you kind of knew.
Right. I knew I was getting into it, but I didn't plan on marrying her. But then when she got pregnant, I was like, fuck, how am I going to pay for this? Will you marry me?
Well, you already lost money when you gave her another ring.
I lost money when I fucking talked to her, when I said hello.
She was like,
you realize he was giving her a hug. He's like, I'm getting self-pregnant.
That's why it's cheaper. Prostitution is cheaper.
When she hugged me the first time, I was like, what is that? I feel something pouring out of my back. And I didn't know she had the spinal cord.
Yeah.
She had the spinal cord.
Taking it right out.
You know, I wonder if anybody's ever done a study on that how much money you could either save or lose. If you bought a prostitute for as many times as you had a wife, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder what the ratio is for what all you bought.
Check this shit out. 17 years old. 17 years old. Julie, my ex-wife, shows up. She's drunk at a place. Long story short, she says, I hate my life. I want to kill myself. Right? You know the story, so I'm not really telling you. So I said, you want to kill yourself? She says, yeah. I said, get in the car. I'll take you wherever you want to go. Let's go do this right now. I said, how do you want to do it? You want to jump off a cliff? You want to go jump into traffic, off a bridge, whatever you want. And she's like, what? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm like, I don't want to hear your shit. I don't want to hear you sit there and tell me you're going to kill yourself because you're just looking for attention, right? So I took her and drove her around. She goes, oh, no, I can't do this. Drove her home, you know, all that shit. Right? Right.
Yeah.
If I would have let her die that night, I would have never married her, and my life would have been so much fucking better. I should have been like, here's a gun, I will pull the trigger for you.
Why don't you just say, I want to book you a flight on the day of 9/11?
You are going to New York or somewhere.
Want to go on a trip?
Yeah.
Don't worry about who's flying the plane or what his name is. We were in the mall today, and some lady started talking. I swear to God, I thought she was throwing up behind me. She was just like,
what the fucking shit.
Try to send me to that resort with Natalie
Holland.
Yeah.
Go to Aruba where they found jawbones in the water.
So we got 12 minutes left here. Going on.
Mixing board.
Dude, no, listen. There's the line. This side is all fucking ghetto. I came in with a cell phone and a computer. That's all I need. Some people have professional. They use microphones and shit.
Got money coming.
Oh, yeah, we're about to upgrade the screen.
So,
we got a kind of a studio in first place, but the budget is probably actually making the book.
You're going to break ground. It's a shovel ready project.
I've
been talking to contractors.
We'll talk to you while you're setting your stuff up.
Well, if I could, let me just. You're fine.
I'll just talk really loud.
You're fine. I'll stand up and jam my phone in your face. I really got to pee, but luckily my show's over 10 minutes. I could pee in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and John's going to drop it too.
Heads up.
No, I'm going
to. Just don't tickle my nuts. I may pee on the back of your head.
Fair enough.
Okay. Jason, you're in charge of... Oh, you had a swivel chair over here? You son of a bitch. That's what that squeaking was. Okay. Oh, now it's different over here. I'm looking at Jason.
They were cookie
chair. I don't even know.
Fuckers. This is Friday. It's peanut butter cookie day.
Is it? Shouldn't it be fish day? Fish cookie day? Okay. What's the time today, Jason? What we got? 10? All right. So we're joined by Chris Clem, who doesn't know me, but I know him, so I'm going to freak him out by knowing his name. I'm Donnie, by the way. Donnie Anderson.
Nice to meet you.
He is a Cleveland comic. True.
Akron.
Represent.
Cleveland, Akron. It's all the same.
People don't want to...
When it comes to comedy and television.
At LeBron
James. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about LeBron James.
LeBron seems to be the only one that doesn't agree with that.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that he's a wrestling fan, not only a wrestling fan, but a very smart wrestling fan, because I do see the Hot Rod T-shirt. I hold my phone to it like you can see it. Like, look at his shirt right there.
I got a new T-shirt there at one day sale on WWEshop.com, $10.
For Classic, we did a review on that Tuesday night about
the
whole Classic.
Oh, I loved it. I don't know what you guys think.
It was all right. You know, it could have been like a Christmas special. I don't think they needed to do that to live to go up to a pay-per-view.
Yeah. It was probably bad timing with that. But then again,
it was cool.
That was the most I've ever cared about John Cena when Piper was cutting that promo about the title.
You're right. It actually made something interesting. It's weird that you got to bring in, like, George the Animal Steel.
Yeah. Well,
to make you go, wow, this is pretty fucking cool.
That was just bizarre because that was one of the cameos I had no clue that was coming.
Right. I didn't know anybody. I liked a lot of them. I didn't like the backstage Dusty Rhodes, Dustin Rhodes, Gold Dust. The only good thing about that was Ron Simmons coming out at the end and just being like, hey! You know? There's Adam. Adam's calling me right now. I'm just going to hit straight ignore. I'm ignoring him. So we're you're setting up for a show here. You're pretty swell guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I've listened to none of them, but I know all about them.
Are you smoking here right now?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty small.
Guy. or the phones in your face.
Yeah.
Wait till the phones in your face. So.
Hold on.
But he's got this all going on. And this is Jason. You better be like taking notes over here and see what he's got going on because this is good shit.
Listen.
This is a cell phone.
Yeah.
and you're talking into it. This is as ghetto as you can get. Anything you do from here on out is like amazing. You're like, you're all right. You got nothing to complain about. You can be like. If somebody came in after I left and they were like, damn, what kind of fucking stupid setup is this? You'd be like, you should have seen the dude before me. So.
Did you hear about when I won $50,000?
Did I hear about that?
I don't know.
Jason, how much time we got left?
About 7 minutes.
7 minutes, okay, no.
I won $50,000 in the lottery. We spent it all on the lottery tickets.
Every last penny of it?
What's the cash on us, right?
Is that what you're going to do with it?
Hell no.
for those who don't know, Chris was on. You're probably sick of hearing about it, aren't you?
No. Hey, it's probably the most famous thing I've ever done.
Okay, Chris was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Meredith
I've
Vieira.
I've been talking about it for years.
I wish you were Meredith.
They're nice.
The boobs were nice.
Very perky for a middle-aged woman.
Yeah, that's why. So when you walked in here, I was like, wow, he looks really taller on TV. And then that's when Mike mentioned that, like, Meredith Vieira is, like, 3 feet.
Oh, yeah.
So
she, like, came up to my waist.
Yes, perfect.
She grind any Latino style?
I have no comment.
Vieira, a little bit?
You think?
I don't study names and shit. I'm not, like, a nameologist. I don't be like, hey, Swartzky, oh, I never knew you were Polish. That's me. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
You're
an adult. I am an adult. I've turned 18 a long time ago.
You're adult.
Right. I'm admitting it. I'm an adult. Aren't we all? Like, I mean, everybody here is over 18. Oh,
you're an adult.
A bolt.
You're an adult. I think you said you're stop yelling.
Okay. Jason, how much time have you got? Shit.
That was a long minute.
Yes, it was. That was. Okay, so are you so listen, okay, so listen. So let's get some serious stuff out of the way. You got your show going on here in a little bit. Audacity. I use Audacity all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Mine's not as fancy as that. Mine's a ghetto version.
It's free.
It's called Audacity. Are you performing this weekend?
Yes.
At the Comedy Festival? What days are you performing?
Tomorrow night at 10:15 and Monday night at the Funny Stop.
Monday night at the Funny Stop. The Cleveland Comedy Festival, Akron Fest, because you're from Akron, makes sense, 8 p.m. And then what, tomorrow at the Hermit Club?
Yeah, 10:15.
The Time Warner Cable Contest Show. What the fuck is that?
Evidently, that's the server bitch.
That's the server bitch. So tomorrow night at the Hermit Club.
Excellent.
Hey, if you want to make me comfortable by bringing me in a catheter, which I got to pee.
I've squeezed those hairless men
together. You're going to need that. I think it should be the same code we all have. So.
Oh, that's the Wi-Fi code?
Yeah, the circle one without the dot.
I think he already entered it.
Oh, no, that's Wellington's, right. Yeah, that's Wellington's, sorry.
I don't have a laptop. That's something I need to buy. Now that I'm going to get money.
Yes. Now, did you tell the IRS? I mean, I know you're on TV, but...
Yeah, they just write me, like, a lump sum check, so I'm going to get a check for $100,000, and it's up to me to
pay the IRS on that. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's different.
Probably around 30, 30, 30, 40, depending. Walk in there with like 30 bucks, I was counting on about 30 percent, more, hopefully less, but doubtful, only more probably.
So I mean with my parents' accountant this week to do it, so I can figure it out before I get the money. So then when I get the money, I can just pay it and not worry about it.
I hope you heard that, Dave, in Denver.
The one guy from Lost,
Lost,
that's Survivor.
Yeah.
Lost. It was still an island.
There was an island and there was money.
It wasn't Hugo, it was Richard.
Richard Head. And he ran around naked. He was the
naked
gay guy.
Gay man on Survivor.
Not the bearded fat
man. Yeah. Chicken shop owner.
You do realize Lost was not a reality.
No, it is. Everything is represented.
There's a time wheel.
Yeah. I thought that was a pinwheel.
Until you see auditory and visual hallucinations, you don't know what it's
about. So what do you do when you're not walking around looking like Brian Dennehy?
I watch Mountain Boy all the time.
You look like Sheriff Teasel from Rambo. Somehow he survived all the gunshots, but one of them got stuck in his brain.
Jesus.
That was a really deep analogy that two people got.
Wow. I'm like trying to, yeah, okay.
I have brain surgery. There you go. You're already filling in the backstory.
What do you do when you're not walking around looking like Brian Dennehy?
People are going to think this is a loop. What is this, The Matrix?
No, this is a complete playback of the Opie and Anthony show he was on.
Oh, I see.
Every 3 minutes, they just started the same bit over and over again. Word for word, dead on. And then
they didn't understand what schizophrenia was.
And then when the beekeeper came in, it just started putting shit in front of him.
They thought he was from Memento.
What did you
Memento. You know, the guys who come through town.
Oh, I'm scared of him.
Don't look, you know, they don't look like they belong.
As soon as you get into town, I'll have to buy a t-shirt.
Somebody found this if you tried to dry shave in the basement of the jail cell.
Just that one? There it is. He was a drifter. Jesus was a drifter.
What is your guys' podcast?
BlogTalkRadio.com.
Okay.
Just go to the website.
All the ghetto. Super tumbling with tumbleweed.
Are you calling in now? Is it calling to the server? Kind of like talk shit up?
This is all I need is a cell phone. And you call in, you put a host thing in there, and the sound quality is all right, but it just sounds like I'm talking on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, so we're trying to get Skype set up. This is what we were thinking about doing, like getting like one microphone for the two of us to just kind of, because we usually do this in my apartment.
Well, if you buy things judiciously and you're prudent about it and go on eBay,
Shut up.
Get all this kind of stuff for a couple $100s.
Yeah.
It's not that expensive. You just got to be smart about it.
Right.
Be willing to use stuff.
Well, I got half of it already. I got like headphones, microphones, and stuff. I just need a board that'll go through my computer. I used to have tons of stuff.
Yeah.
Until.
She was used to.
Is this when I came in talking about your ex-wife?
That fucking bitch.
It always goes back to it.
Yes, it always goes back to it. Because I started playing. I used to. I'm in divorce club with Mark Colella.
Mark.
You should have been here earlier for that one.
I actually have a funny story. I have a funny story about Colella.
Live show's going to end within 60 seconds, I think. Right? Within 60 seconds? Okay. But we'll still keep going and finish it up here in a second.
Colella has a joke where he talks about how his wife is saving herself for her second marriage. And he told that story last night, but he added that his wife left him, and it went from being funny to one of the saddest things I've ever heard. People were going, oh, afterwards, they just felt bad.
All right. Well, see, that's like my wife posted on Facebook or something, or on MySpace. She goes, you know, what do I care? I'll be married 3 or 4 more times before I'm dead. And Mike over here is like, shut up, bitch. 10 seconds is over live, but we're still broadcasting, we're recording, so you can come back and listen to the other things. Thanks for everybody listening, blah, blah, okay, fuck off. So Melville texts me on MySpace or whatever, sends me a message, goes, hey, how come your wife said something about being married 3 or 4 more times after you?
And I, you know, and I said, well, what do you expect? I sent her some crazy message. So I started sending messages to all my friends, like, hey, you know, yeah, I married her, and yeah, we're fucked, and yeah, in a couple of years, I'll be divorced in a year. She comes up to me, she's like, why are you telling people all this stuff? And I'm like, you told Melville. I'm like, if you tell Melville, everybody's going to hear it anyways. I'm just going ahead and
wow,
getting in front of him.
That is so not true.
You would tell my friends. Anybody
no,
who supports
you,
I told
you.
So what you
saying
say,
is
I told you.
Melville is a gigantic gossip.
Oh, so you're... No, he's... Somebody's question.
It's a drawing. It's not real. You
can
right. Open the door. It's paper.
I'm calling an end to this. Show stop broadcasting live. We're just recording stuff. Thanks for everybody for coming out for the Tumbling with Tumbleweed Cleveland Comedy Festival Spectacular. We had Dan Wilburn, Mark Colella, Schizo Bill, Mike Melville, John Wellington, Chris Clem.
Marty Malloy.
For those of you who are confused, you will never know the answer. Thank you very much.
Brian
oh,
Denny,
Brian Denny showed up. Watch out, Melville.
God damn,
and if you should have brought more body bags. Thanks again.